Psachim Yerushalmi corresponding to Bavli Psachim, Daf Dalad. We begin on Daf Aleph Amud Beis, 10 lines up from the bottom in the middle of the line, and it says, Rabbi Yirmiyah had a question. Batik Nesiyoth or Batim Midrashoth, Mao She Srichim Bedika. Do shuls and Batim Medrash need to be checked for Chometz? Ask the Gemara, Ma Srichale, Shekem Achnisim Lasham Vashabosos Vroshi Chadoshim. Surely they should certainly need checking, since people bring food there on Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh for the festive meal that they would have. The Gemara says it back now, V'tehei pshitale, is it so obvious that they would require checking? The Gemara continues, Hachan hu srichale, this is really what his question was, Hoyo v'oiron meruba, since the light in the shuls is very great, Mayu shei tzorech leboidka matchila b'yoim lo'ohaneh. Should they need to be checked by the light of the candle, even though they're very brightly lit in the daytime? Rabbi Yosi had another question. Chadseus shebi Yerushalayim sha'ichlim sham chalas teida ruakike nozir ma'u she'srichim bedika. Must one check the courtyards in Yerushalayim in which they would eat the loaves of the teida offering and the wafers of the nozir? The Gemara answers, "Beloikach einam bedikas min anoisa." No, since they would anyway be checked in order to burn any remains of korbanos of noisa that were left there. So there's no need for them to be checked again for chometz. The Gemara now objects to that. Yevaki had the Tana, Rav Zecharia, Chasne de Rav Levi. Rather, it should be like Rav Zecharia, the son-in-law of Rav Levi, taught. Nida choifefes v'sorekes, kohenes eina choifefes v'sorekes. A nida must shampoo and comb in order to be permitted to her husband when she immerses. And a kohen's wife need not do that before she immerses in order to eat truma. Since she regularly immerses, she will be careful. However, kohenes choifefes v'sorekes shulai tachlek ben nida l'nida, but a kohenes, the wife of a kohen who is a nida and is immersing to remove her nida status, she must shampoo and comb in order to keep all nidas alike. Oif hacha shulei lachleik ben bir labir, and similarly in this courtyard as well as in shuls and in batei medrash, they should require checking in order to keep all cases alike. The Gemara now rejects that. Tani Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Enuna, Koimi Rabbi Mana, because Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Enuna, taught over in front of Rabbi Mana, nida shi masekes kol shiva chayfefes v'soyrekes. Kohenes shi toveles b'chol yoim eina chayfefes v'eina soyrekes. A kohen's wife who is a nida must shampoo and comb since she hasn't immersed for 7 days. Although when not a nida, she immerses daily, so she need not do so. But it is not for the reason of keeping all nidas alike. So Rabbi Mana comes to object to that, amalei. L'shemeres yom keneged yom nitzacha, a shemeres yom keneged yom must also shampoo and comb, and this even though she's immersed the day before, so it must be for the reason of keeping all nidas alike. So to summarize, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, do batei knesses or batei midrashos need to be checked for chometz? Why should they need checking? Is because food is brought there to celebrate Shabbos and the new moon. The Gemara then asked the question, is it obvious that they would need checking? And we clarified the doubt is whether they need to be checked by candlelight at night, even though they're very brightly lit in the daytime. Another question we saw was Rabbi Yossa, who asked about courtyards in Yerushalayim where they eat the chalos of Toida and the wafers of the Nozir. Do they need to be checked for chometz? And the Gemara answers, no, they don't, since they would anyway be checked in order to remove any remains of noisa, of korbanos there, and therefore there's no need to check them again for chometz. This was objected to by Rabbi Zecharia because he brought a brisa saying that a nida has to shampoo and comb in order to be permitted to her husband, and a kohen's wife does not need to in order to eat truma. But a kohen's wife with a nida nevertheless still needs to shampoo and comb like all nidas in order to keep all nidas alike, and similarly this courtyard as well as shuls and study halls would need to be checked in order to keep all cases alike. We try to reject that by saying that a kohen's wife who's a nida has to shampoo and comb since she hasn't immersed for 7 days. But if she would not be a nida, she immerses daily, and that's why she doesn't need to shampoo and comb. But it's not for the reason of keeping all nidas alike. And we objected to that by saying, and proving it from a case of Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, she has to shampoo and comb even though she already immersed the day before. So we prove from here that it must be for the reason of keeping all nidas alike, and therefore the same thing with the shuls and with this courtyards of Yerushalayim, that we want to keep all cases alike, and those places need to be checked for chometz as well.